based on how you buy.
This sad day into a bright, if not brilliant day.
Who said it's
with
sad?
Me? Roberta Fasanelli is here to turn your sadness, turn that. Remember, we used to do these things in school when we were in elementary school. I'm holding my hand up to the camera. You see me doing this, Rich, if you're watching at the Good Day
Show. I was watching you.
Video.
How can we make this day? And your hands were flying.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, now I'm doing the sad face.
Yeah.
But how do we make that sad face into a happy face?
There turn that frown upside,
upside down. Let's do it. Friday it is. I'm just happy to get the hell out of the snow. That's really why I'm feeling
it.
There's 26 inches of snow, and the drifts. I wish I could. Well, actually, we take some pictures. Edgar, who is the guy that runs the farm, yesterday, and he's got an old Case loader. It's the most wonderful. He loves it. This thing I bought at an auction. It belonged to a street. Say it again. A street sweeping company.
What's a loader? It's like a bulldozer.
We've got a big bucket on it. It's a four-wheel drive. You see them there. The most popular ones are made by Huff and Dressler.
Right.
And now Case has it. They're
right.
Just a big machine, big tires. And this thing is probably 30 years old.
It's a bulldozer to
but it has tires like, on it.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Right. It's a bulldozer with tires on it.
Right. That's tractor
really
bulldozer.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, right. Exactly.
So anyway, and we have tractors that have loaders on them. They're not anywhere near as big and powerful as this thing is. And he loves using it when it comes to snow.
Oh,
he
yeah.
piles up. Man, there
that's
must
fun.
Be there's mountains of snow out there.
That's fun.
And he said to me yesterday, he said it again this morning, how much he loves driving that thing because you can do so much of it. Just push and push, and it just keeps pushing. And so anyway, coming down the driveway, though, you'd think I was in Antarctica. Because once you get off the road, I haven't seen this much snow here. Well, I haven't been around when there's been snow. This is the first time I've been around this late for heaven's, I don't know, I can't remember the last time I was in here in the house in January. Anyway, so...
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Never since I've been working with you.
Yeah. So
14 years.
Yeah. So, anyway, Charlotte and I make our escape today. We'll be down with you tomorrow, Richie, and then on to Memphis on Monday at 8 a.m.
You
what? You're not going to be there. I know.
I might.
Nah, yeah. You're not going to come in. I know what you're up to. It's okay.
Saturday.
He's on to you.
Yeah. I'm on to him. I'm on to Jennifer as well, and happy to be so. And Roberta Fasanelli and Clay Cowart is here. As we sort of patch quilt together the week that was a lot of discussion a week ago. Ever think about, I've been very sort of philosophical this morning. I was talking about my engagement in an organization out in Arizona that has turned me sour on participation. I'm a great believer in participatory government, but I understand how people get into it. I've often thought people have wanted me to run for Congress. And I give it some thought every once in a while. I gave it actually some serious thought a couple of years ago when the situation changed in Palm Beach County in Florida. But, then I back up and think, okay, do I want to change my whole life? Because that's what you do. I wouldn't be able to have time for the farm. I could do the radio show. Wouldn't that be an interesting thing? A congressman who has a morning radio program. That would probably do wonders for ratings and all
you're
that
you're not
other
allowed
stuff.
To have a radio show while you run, but then once you are elected.
I can do whatever I want.
Yes.
I mean, anybody who has a business, Frank Lautenberg started ADP, the digital processing company,
mm-hmm.
and ran it. You know, sometimes you have to put these things, those companies, they have to put them into a trust. But I wouldn't have to put the radio thing in a trust because it's not influenced other than by the FCC. And it wouldn't make any difference whether I was in Congress or not. I still have the same point of view of the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I got myself involved in this little group of people that are on the board of directors at this Landowners Association. And I thought, I've owned land there for, I don't know, 10, 11 years probably. And, it was a good deal when I bought it, and it was a good deal throughout. But I listened to a lot of people because I wasn't there. I knew some people that owned land there, and I listened to them. And I got from that conversation with those people an idea about the folks who have been on the board or in control, and I didn't like much of what I heard. So this past year, instead of complaining about it, I said, you know what, I'm going to run.
Wow.
And I got elected. And I got elected, and once I got on the board, I found that the people that others were talking about that were on the board and stayed on the board were not at all what I thought they were. Mm. In fact, I have become, I like them. I enjoy their company. I enjoy the camaraderie, the conversation. We don't have social time. We're there. Meeting starts at 3 o'clock. I show up pretty much at 3 o'clock on the dot, and sometimes it lasts into the evening, 8, 9, 10 o'clock. And I just have time to drive back to Las Vegas to get on the air at 1 o'clock Las Vegas time. So I might go in the times I've been there, most of the time I go without any sleep to go to the meetings to be involved and participate. But I have found it a great exercise in how people think. Not that I didn't understand, because doing this sort of radio for as long as I've been doing it, you are exposed to all kinds of people. And you get pretty tolerant. I'm much more tolerant on the air and in this environment than I used to be.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I'm much more.
Yeah, I would say you were. Yeah.
Yeah. Just you kind of grow into it.
Yeah.
And understanding. But my problem is I don't want to give into those who would bring us down or take us backwards. And so I stand my ground. I will try to get people to look at both sides of an issue and think it through and then come to some kind of consensus. But I find myself, there are four people on the board who pretty much think the same way and one person who doesn't. And so there's this agitation all the time, and it's an angry agitation. So that instead of doing constructive things, it becomes destructive. And that just is so against my grain. It just is so, it takes away from the value of actually getting something done. We all know people like that. It may be that you know somebody like that in your family. Maybe, heaven forbid, you're like that. That you always see. I mean, we have, Richie gets on me every once in a while because I may go down a road for a while that is, that comes out or is construed or can be construed to be moderately negative. And I think it's just sometimes things I want you to really know that you can really understand if you dig deeper into it. And it's not pleasant to see how the sausage is made.
But here's deep down inside, you have a need to vent. If something is inside of you, it doesn't matter
what
it is.
I think a lot
is,
of people do. That's
you what, have to
the
get
great
it
thing
out.
About this format. It's the bottle that comes the neck, and then you take the top off the bottle, and people spout the you should, yesterday.
We should have a venting hour, actually.
You should, right, you're right about that.
We had that. It was, what do we call it?
Outrageous. But if you vent, you have to end your vent with
something.
So
here's the best example I can tell you of that in practical terms. These are the farm terms, all right? Yesterday, I found a bottle of apple cider that I'd had in the truck for apparently, I mean, it's been there probably for about a month. Well, it's been frozen, thawed out. So the bottle is swollen, like you wouldn't believe. The plastic bottle
fermented?
All swollen. Yeah, oh, sure. So I bring it home last night. And Stephen, God bless him, Stephen's one of my favorites on the farm. He says when he sees the bottle, he says, that's going to blow up when you open it. And I said, nah, it's going to be fine. So I come into the house. Charlotte's sitting right next to me because she wants to something to eat. So I'm taking my jacket off, and I decide I'm going to, because I'm thirsty, I want some of this apple cider. So I move, they have these plastic, you know, the same kind of stuff that we put the milk in. The bottle caps are sealed and therefore airtight. And so I moved it like just a little, like that much.
You know where this is
Kaboom!
Going.
Kaboom!
Yeah.
It just went through. Yeah. The cap of it went to the ceiling. The apple juice, the apple cider is all over the place. And by the way, I'm still drinking it this morning. And maybe that's one of the reasons I'm as high as I am, Jennifer, because I'm drinking this cider that's fermented.
Is it good?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. But it was all over the kitchen last night. It was, and Charlotte runs out of the kitchen. After it was boom.
I took Sean in the fall to one of these farm things where they had the slides and the hay mazes and all that stuff. And they had the barrels, the big barrels with the cider in it. And, you know, you just take your cup and run up and hit the tap and everything. Yeah. Ah, he's loving it. Loved
it. It's great stuff. Well, fermented is even a different reality. But the reason I tell you that story is because, as you were just you're suggesting, that we all have sort of a boiling point, maybe a breaking point. You get to a point, and some of it comes about as a result. This week, I've heard some of the silliest stuff on the radio that I've ever heard in my career.
Yeah,
and I've
been
on the radio.
Week, yeah.
I have been on the radio for a long time. And I've listened to some of these idiots who have absolutely nothing to add to the debate. Intelligent people who are on both sides who lead the debate. That's why they are the leaders in the field. They start the conversation, and then everybody on both sides yaps to the same tune. So you hear the same trite foolishness boiled down by people who don't have good minds. And it was capped off. I've never been a fan of this woman, Mandy Cannell. And she was in Florida for a while, and then she moved up to Louisville. A friend of mine named Francine was the afternoon host on WHAS for a long time. Wonderful woman, just a great girl. And she died of a brain aneurysm. Well, I don't know. It hasn't been a couple of years, but it's been a good year. She was 42 or 43, I think, at the time, and had really created. She's from this neck of the woods. I think I remember she was from up here somewhere. And very Italian, but she ingratiates, like she couldn't use her last name. It was Cuccinello or something. And she couldn't use her last name on the radio down in Louisville, so she just called herself Francine. Everybody knew who she was. She became very ingrained, ingratiated in the community. So she dies, and they bring this Mandy Cannell up, who has absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing to say. And you can hear these people around the country searching, stretching, grabbing for something to say, and every single sentence from these people starts with, I don't like Barack Obama, but I didn't vote for Barack Obama.
You know,
I mean, come on.
I held back from making that same statement yesterday on the air.
Give me
a lot of props, but.
Yeah. What has that got to do with anything? I don't know. Because the you couldn't say anything bad about Obama in terms of the speech and the message.
I thought he did a great job on the speech. I thought it was a good speech.
And
well-written, well-delivered.
The only one here who voted for Obama is Roberta, and everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And so what does it add to the conversation to say, I didn't vote for Obama, but he did a good job? All right. Yeah,
so,
geez,
but, hey, Doug, it's time for Jennifer and Roberta and I to have an intervention.
Okay. Yes.
You are from... For here on out,
it's Friday, buddy.
Banned from using the phrase, I've been on the air a long time.
Okay, I won't say it anymore.
You've said it five times this week.
All right, I'm sorry.
I've
never said it again.
I've been on the air.
I don't have to. It makes me sound like an old timer. And I'm not an old timer.
No.
I'm not an old timer.
Second only to Rush and Rod.
It is, right.
I had to yell really loudly into those tin cans so everybody could hear me.
Okay.
It's over.
I used to stand on my roof with a megaphone.
Did you? Me too.
Still does sometimes.
Right. And Roberta does it from the eighth story of her apartment building in New York City. And they're all looking up there. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a lady with a big mouth.
Nah.
It's 20 after. All right, I'm going to calm down now. I'm going to have some more of that that stewed apple cider. I'll be back in a moment. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Folks are blessed to make the best of every day.
That's right. Yes. Hear that, Doug?
Making the best.
Living by their own philosophy.
Of every day.
You do
that for sure. Everyone beneath the sun must find a way.
What a voice.
Yeah. 84.
And I have found the only way for
Tony.
Me.
Anthony Benedetto is his real name.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out.
It's my theme of the day. Give me the simple life. So, Tony Bennett has made it known this week that he wants to work with Amy Winehouse.
Really?
Now, Tony Bennett has done a lot of duets with a lot of people over the years. And in fact, he's one of the few people from that saloon genre that have made it and successfully made it with people who are Clay's age or my son's age. And my son happens to, we have, it's funny, my father was a great fan of Tony Bennett's and had a lot of albums, and my son went through my father's albums when he died, and he grabbed the ones that he wanted, and every Tony Bennett album he took. I don't know, he doesn't have anything to play them on.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I can help him with that. We have some record players
over
at
CRN. I actually have one here. At any rate, Tony Bennett said he's worked with a lot of these younger singers and put out some pretty good music duets. So anyway,
that's pretty much been his second career. After he did that Unplugged at MTV, which relaunched his career
in
88, 90, 91, something
10,
like that.
20, well, it was 20, almost 20
it's
years.
It's been a long time, yeah. And then ever since then, you know, all of these younger artists have wanted to record with him and vice versa, and he's made a career.
So, Roberta, there's an article in today's New York Post suggesting that Tony Bennett and Ms. Winehouse have been collaborating.
Okay.
They met last year when he was playing in London. I think she lives there, doesn't she? Didn't she live in London?
Yes, she's British.
So they're partnering up to record a duet together sometime fairly soon. And
I think it's called Pass the Vodka.
Is that? But I'm looking at a picture of this person. I was going to say this woman, but she's just doesn't. I don't.
You know, she's only like 24, too.
How do you get yourself this ruined?
Yeah.
And, she looks awful, doesn't she?
Awful.
Yeah.
It's worse than awful.
It's like.
Oh, sad. It's a poor thing. You look at her and say, what in the world? Does being associated with somebody like Tony Bennett help her? She gets paid $10 million to do 5 shows. This woman knows.
Goodness.
I mean, for whatever the reason, She gets people to come to her shows.
Because she's a disaster.
Is that what it is?
It's actually $5 million and $5 million worth of crack.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, that could be it. So anyway, some of the responses to this announcement written by people who are basically New Yorkers must be he's losing his judgment in his older years. Why would a world-class entertainer want to associate himself with a loser like that?
Hmm.
And then somebody responds to that. Cherie writes, because this woman can sing like nobody's business, that's why. Billie Holiday was a heroin addict, but that doesn't keep people from appreciating her talent. Yeah, Billie Holiday would have been is sort of a contemporary of Tony Bennett's, a little older perhaps, but someone that you can, she was lauded by almost everybody, anybody and everybody who understood what music was about in her era. Not a lot different than Janis Joplin, in a sense,
as
to how they lived their lives and what happened to them.
I mean, you look at that whole crowd back then, Joplin, Hendrix.
Right. But Bennett has stayed away from any or all of that stuff. I don't even think he drinks.
I don't remember ever hearing anything bad
about him. You won't find anything bad about Tony Bennett anywhere. So maybe this is his way of helping out. You know, that's part of it, Richie. Could be. He's one of those guys that
Clean yourself up.
Clean it up. Yep, right. Along the way, make a couple of bucks.
You got a great career ahead of you. Clean yourself up.
28 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Shelley Palmer has Google in his focus here on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google's Android operating system is now the leading OS on Millennial Media's mobile ad network. 46% of ad impressions were made on Android, with Apple's iOS trailing at 32%. Millennial Media reaches 80% of U.S. mobile phones, suggesting a similar trend across the board. In other news, IBM's supercomputer Watson bested former champions in a practice round of Jeopardy. In development for 4 years, Watson can recognize human speech, evaluate a question, and look through 200 million pages of content for the best answer in 3 seconds. Watson's AI will soon challenge Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter for a $1 million prize. And finally, the John F. Kennedy Library plans to digitize every artifact in its collection. Over 200,000 pages, along with a slew of photos, audio, and video, will make its way online. The library's director hopes that releasing the material will help democratize the study of history by giving us the chance to see it ourselves. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Cheers.
Yeah, that definitely looks like it's got a little kick to it.
All right, if you're following another jug of fermented apple cider.
All right, here we go.
Like this is vinegar,
I'm figuring
cider,
how much more time have I got? 2.5 hours, Richie?
Yeah.
He'll all be right on the floor sleeping.
So I have everybody's laughing at me. There are a combination of things going on this morning with me that probably lead to a certain amount of...
Are you crying?
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying, actually, yeah. So I've got this... Those of you who are following us, and more people are, we've had thousands of people come to gooddayshow.com to follow the video trail. So anyway, I'm holding up to the camera right now a glass of this apple cider. If you're just joining us, I was talking about the apple cider blowing up last night that I had in the back of my pickup truck for about a month.
And this started as non-alcoholic apple cider.
Oh, yeah. Right. No. Yeah. This
because
is
they also sell, I mean, big right in England is apple is cider that you drink.
Right. We also sell, we sell this cider at the store, and we sell a sparkling cider, which may be a little bit like this. Anyway, so I can feel myself kind of going. I'm not going, but I can feel myself going.
Was that like the peppermint martini I made you?
Yeah, well, it's a combination. I'll tell you what it is. It's a combination of things. I'm getting something off of my chest that is bothering me about my association with these people in Arizona. So I'm doing that. It's a cathartic kind of thing. I'm back and forth sending emails and stuff, and I'm talking to you about it. And then I am excited. My son called last night, and we were every day this week he's called, and I can hear in his voice how excited he is to have me come out there. One of the great things about my relationship with my children is that they actually like my company.
They think, like you.
Yeah, they actually like me. And my daughter, who has for years maintained, I remember the first time she said this to me, she was in, she may have been 13 or 14 at the time, and she was on the air with me when she said it, but she, I know afterwards she told me she'd been thinking about it for a long time. It was at a point where she was just becoming a teenager, and she didn't like, she liked nothing about either of us. She wanted nothing to do with Tony, nothing to do with me. She'd had it with both of us.
Oh, I bet she was a real treat back when she was 13 or 14.
Oh, my God. There's a picture of her with a look on her face that we took here in the yard on her Father's Day. I should put that picture up on the site. Looking at her face, you would think that she was ready to be put into a pile of manure that she wouldn't be able to get out of. Anyway, so she said to me that day, "Daddy, you're so strange." And from that point to this, she's always maintained that, but with a wonderful flair because she's very dramatic. She's a great teacher, and both of my kids have this flair for drama, sort of, and they're good at making their points in terms of words and expression.
She's the only person I've ever seen on Facebook use the word nay.
Nay. Nay.
Right, you follow her on Facebook. We've all become a little bit more connected on Facebook, and Megan is very, very straightforward on Facebook. I remember we laughed about what she said about Connolly, the woman in Delaware who was running. She's very politically astute and loves to express herself there. And sometimes she worries about what her students see her write on her Facebook page. But then she's very much, her father's daughter. Man, whatever's in her mind, that's what's coming out. And so she's very expressive. And Brendan is too, but in a different way. But I know I can feel the enthusiasm for me getting there, and there's a little frustration because I'm about a month late in going out there. But what they're all doing is sort of getting excited, and there's some health issues with Tony that we're all dealing with, and she's excited to have me come out. So we're now all of us going to live in about a mile square. Brendan's actually moving over closer to where Tony and I are, and Megan's not far away. But there's this camaraderie, and it's so refreshing, it's rewarding, whatever it is. And I go out there. Last year when I left in April, I didn't want to come home. I had enjoyed so much being with them that it tore me. And then I know how much I love the farm, and the kids say, "Dad, you love the farm," yada, yada, yada. But as I get ready to go out there, I think I'm excited about that. And maybe one of the things, Roberta, that excites me about my trip, which starts today, driving Charlotte and me across the country to visit stations, is the Waffle House. Bob is my general manager, my traveling companion. He's going to meet me Sunday in Memphis. I'm going to hold this up to the camera. If you think I'm kidding. All right.
There now, they are. We have, free waffle.
Laugh about this. We're on this MetaFast diet, or you guys are.
Diet.
It ain't going to work for me until I get off the road.
Doug supplementing MetaFast Waffle House.
Here's how I'm going to argue it. I have
With MetaFast, you get 5 MetaFast meals and one regular lean green meal. You're just going to replace that with a Waffle House for the next couple
of days. But the MetaFast meals include this pancake mix that you can make waffles from.
Yeah. I'll bring that with me into the Waffle House, and we'll put it into the Waffle House.
So we have these
Parmesan cheese puffs that I opened up some. Jennifer and I
had some yesterday.
I love them. They're so good.
They are actually quite good, and I'm using them as my snack this morning. But here's where my heart really is. Right there. There you see it. The Waffle House coupons are what Bob has.
Ladies, the way to Doug's heart.
Yeah. Bob assured me that he has downloaded a whole bunch of them, but we laughed about it because Roberta, the queen of cheap box, a couple of days ago said that she had found these Waffle House 55th anniversary coupons that are good for a free waffle. So from now until the 1st of March, you can go to any Waffle House, any place, and present this coupon, which is what...
Doug's going to go to every Waffle House around the country.
From coast to coast.
Well, normally, he's going to
go from Waffle House.
We just stopped at a Waffle House 8 miles ago.
Right.
But we got a coupon. They're going to have your face on the wall. Watch out for these two.
One of the things
that's
funniest...
Do not allow him in the door.
It's funniest about this thing is the Waffle House stuff is really horrible for you. The sausage and the waffles and the syrup and it just
look
really
at how you're drooling
awful.
When you talk about
it's
it.
Like but there's a car something rush.
I discovered this. When was it? I think I first discovered this. My father and I took a car to Florida when I was a teenager, and we stopped at the first Waffle House we ever stopped at was in Georgia somewhere.
Yeah, see, I know of them down 95, but if you go west, are they as...
Yeah, it depends on where you go. The southeast is where they're biggest. We were in Biloxi, Gulfport, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
And there is one every corner. Every place, you drive up and down that road.
Where are you going in Pennsylvania?
I'm not going to go to Pennsylvania now because I got to go to you, and then I got to go right to. If I'd have had time, if I'd have been able to get out of here,
so you're going to Ohio.
A snowstorm.
You go to.
I'm not going to Ohio. I'm going
Memphis.
From you right to Memphis. But when I get to Memphis, there'll be plenty of these in Memphis.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bob, anyway, has he and I will have these coupons. And normally I only allow myself one Waffle House stop a trip.
Oh, but now with these coupons, this is a personal challenge.
This will probably change that. So anyway, Roberta, I have you to thank. You're the person
You're
to blame,
very welcome, Doug. I'm glad I can help make you back.
Let's see what else there is. It's Freebie Friday. So Roberta has
some...
Other exclusive things, thegooddayshow.com is a place to go for the queen of cheap box. Roberta has the work.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Roberta. What else can you have? Now, I'm in love with you because of these Waffle House coupons. You can have your way with me. You have now, you found your way to my heart, the Waffle House.
Well, today we've got a free Meal Med Neti Pot. Now, if you don't know what a Neti Pot is, it looks like a little teapot, except that spout, you kind of stick it in your nose.
Oh, that's the new, we had those, we gave those away, tons of those last year.
And we've got them free for you. Just like them on Facebook, complete the form, and you get them free.
Is it me? We should ask Dr. Ken this. Is it me, or is this year less? I don't hear a lot of talk about colds, flu, or anything really bad like we did.
No, I do.
Oh,
people.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You just haven't gotten
plenty
it. That's
of it.
Why you haven't heard about it.
All right.
Here's another one for you. Sonic Drive-In, free birthday surprise. So just like kind of, you know, forge your birth certificate, and you can go from Sonic Drive-In to Sonic Drive-In, Doug, on your way across the country and get a free
like
birthday
a
surprise.
When I get to California.
Right. And here's something great for your drive across the country. Free Pampers Under Jam sample.
Hey, you can buy that astronaut lady.
That's right. So you don't have to stop and take, you know, pee-pee breaks.
You know, may I make a quick comment?
What?
We've been so steeped this week in talking about what happened in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
The husband is an astronaut.
Yes.
And when you watched him at that service the other night, his body language, his facial expression, sitting next to Mrs. Obama, the two of them holding hands, there was a genuineness about that that I think we don't see a lot of.
Well, he cried.
Genuine. Yeah, well, I mean, you got any feelings at all.
Yeah.
How do you not cry?
Well, as soon as President Obama talked about her opening her eyes, that's when he kind of lost it.
Yeah. But doesn't he look the part, kind of one of those rugged guys that, you know, you'd expect to go up into space? What are you laughing at?
It's like ADD radio.
I didn't really, today, forget about it.
Yeah.
Can we go back to Freebie Friday, please?
Yeah, go ahead. Why did I get off onto that?
I don't know. It's ADD
you said
radio.
Something.
I know why, because Roberta said diapers. I said, hey, you could be like the astronaut lady.
Follow the dots. Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. Boy. Okay, a free hand-washing timer from the American Public Health Association. So after you touch all those things on the road, you know how fast to wash your hands, Doug.
Hello?
What is that?
Hello, Waffle House.
Oh, it's the Waffle House for you, Doug. Hello, Waffle House. How are you?
Can I make reservations for breakfast at the Waffle House?
You're on the radio live, Waffle House. How are you today?
You better not stop at that one.
That was the Waffle House in Memphis.
Okay, as you take pictures.
That was the Waffle House in Memphis? Really?
Yeah.
I don't
as
like
you
the sound of her attitude.
Take pictures going across the country. You can get a Snapfish photo book. Buy one, get one free. We have a free Neil Med Sinus Rinse along with the Neti Pot. A free Kindle e-book about the teachable moments for your kids. Here's another one for you, Doug. Free fries at Checkers Rally.
You know what?
Free fries.
This is going to be a bad trip for me. I can feel it.
You can get a little salt out.
I'm going to need that MetaFast diet after this.
January 15th through 17th. Don't forget, this entire weekend, which is Martin Luther King weekend, the schools are off on Monday. You have free admission to the national park.
You calling another one?
Free sample of Nature's Select dog food just for Charlotte. Free Coke with popcorn at AMC Theaters. Free subscription to a far travel magazine, free movie rental, free hot beverage.
Hi, I was wondering, is there a limit on coupons that we can use when we go into the Waffle House? Hi, I was wondering if there's a limit as to the amount of coupons that we can use at any one given Waffle House.
I think it's one per customer, right?
One per customer?
Is that what it says on the coupon?
And if he leaves and comes back in 5 minutes later, can he use another one?
Now, that's a good question. Hold on, let me ask.
And then if he leaves and comes back in again 5 minutes later.
Question. Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're on the radio, by the way, live, okay? Is that okay?
Yeah, for real. Money for this.
Yes.
You're going to get money for this. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to know my name then, right?
Yeah. What's your name?
We need to get your name because then we can come. We've got our host.
Actually, I'm
going to
come visit you on Monday. What's your name?
My name is Gwen Stewart.
Gwen? All right, which Waffle House in Memphis are you in?
No, we in West Memphis.
West Memphis.
Yeah, 604.
604?
Yeah, Unit 604.
Unit 6. What street is that on?
They're on Service Road. East Service Road.
All right.
Yeah, Service Road.
I'm going to come visit you. I'm going to tell you on Monday when I come in there that I'm the radio guy. And I'm not wanting anything other than I'm going to bring my free coupon in because I love Waffle House. I talk about them all the time.
Okay.
All right.
You've won a $20 jackpot.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you a big tip, Gwen. How's that?
That'll work for me.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
And you're nice because
there
was a lady at another Waffle House who wasn't very nice.
Yeah.
She's gone.
All right.
Okay, if you go to Pilot Travel Centers on your way across country, Doug, you can get a free hot beverage. We have a coupon for you. Get a coffee, a cappuccino, a hot chocolate, or a hot tea. And we got these great coupons for Jamba Juice. You can get a $1. It's not free, but almost free. $1 steel-cut oatmeal or $1 fruit and yogurt blend. We've also got free cat food samples, free Nescafe Taster's Choice Coffee 6 samples, and a free Being Girl sample kit. That's not for you.
If you didn't make anything out of any of this, you can get it all delivered to you.
If you're totally confused now as to what we're doing here.
All right, so Gwen was at this. That's the West Memphis Waffle House on Service Road, Richie, right?
I'm sending you the address right now.
Yeah, I'll stop there on Monday after I get off the air. All right. So, what are we doing here?
I have no idea. Yeah. I am totally confused.
All right. We got a quickie quiz question. Yesterday, for the first time in a long time, we blew out the phone system. What was the question? I can't remember that. I know that the phone system went down for a few minutes.
I thought it was a hard question, too, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was a...
I can't remember the question.
No, either. All right, here's one that will blow out the system, I think. Let's see. Hmm. Who is this? This is a television quiz question. We have 2 minutes here. He'll answer the question. His birthday is today. His real name is James Todd Smith. He is more popularly known as 800
Madonna
510-8255.
Wait, can we ask Gwen at Waffle House and see if she knows?
800-510-8255. He is known by another name.
Willis from Different Strokes.
James Todd Smith.
Isn't that his name?
No.
That was Todd Bridges.
James Todd Smith. He is more popularly known as a singer and an actor by a different name. What is it? 800-510-8255. 60 seconds from now, Jennifer is going to give you some important television news, and we'll see if we can get somebody to give us the answer to that question on a good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
All right, Russ is in Danville, Illinois. Who is James Todd Smith? Russ?
I'm going to hazard a guess that it's LL Cool J.
Ladies love Cool James. That's where it comes from. Rapper turned actor, mainstream singer. I think he's a very likable character, by the way. What do you think, Russ?
I like some of his stuff, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, you'll get a prize for identifying.
Ladies.
Yeah, good for you. Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
Headline.
Headline. All right, don't forget, just a TV note, that the Golden Globes are this Sunday on NBC, and the premiere of Big Love on HBO. All
right. I watched my
Dad
father's.
Dad.
Yeah, I was last night a little bit of it. I love Shatner. My God, how can you not love that guy? 51 after on Good Day.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That we have dealt with bag check costs. Tom Parsons, some call him Swami Tommy, because he's pretty good at predicting where the air prices, airfare costs are going to go. He's been doing it for a long time. If you go to gooddayshow.com, click onto Tom's picture in the contributor box, goes right to bestfares.com, where you will find each week's specials that are geared toward those who are listening to this program, Doug Steffen specials. We'll deal with the specials and some other idiosyncrasies of travel in a moment on Good Day.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands and get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guarantee. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
All right, Tom Parsons from BestFares.com. Bag check costs. And as the airfare prices go up because of the cost of oil, even though it's dropped a little bit this week, still reflects this is the best time of year to find bargains because the fewest people fly in January and February up until the spring break, right?
Yeah, this is actually, and it's a great time to go down to Disney World, too. You know, if you got young kids, you know, when you think about all those crazy people there for Christmas and New Year's, waited in line, and you know, maybe got to knock out four or five rides, you can go down there in January and early February when very little international travelers are there, very little USA travelers are there. You can probably going Indiana Jones, because your biggest problem is going to be running back and going through that zigzag of a queue line, which zero people are standing in. So you can probably knock the park out in a day and go on anything you want. So
why do they always have specials to Orlando, to Disney World, and very few to Anaheim, to Disneyland?
Oh, Disneyland, well, it depends on where you are. I mean, we are seeing one from Alaska, but it's a very limited number of cities, like Seattle, Portland, and some other ones. Kids fly free.
Yeah. You know, I think my wife, we just booked the Disney tickets last night, and I think she ended up booking them on Best Fares and got, like, I don't know, like $59 or whatever. What is it?
Yeah, we actually have a deal this month. I think it lasts for a couple more weeks where you buy your airfare and stay on Disney. You get the transportation to the from the airport free. And then also, if you buy a three-day, what I think the best ticket is the park hopper, okay? But you get four free more days.
Free! It's free. All right, here's something that this week sort of became a laugh, a joke, but it's got to have serious ramifications for American Airlines. We did, was it yesterday, Richie, 15 most hated companies in America.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple of airlines, like United, was in there at number 14 or 13. But according to this list, a survey done of 1,000, 1,200 people, I don't know, business people, the most hated company in the country is American Airlines.
Wow.
I mean, what does this say? These people don't realize. I mean, I fly them all the time because of obvious reasons. But how is it that a company can be that big and that bad?
I don't know. I mean, I fly American, too.
And I know you do.
I don't seem to have that many problems.
I don't have. I mean, not anymore. I guess maybe because I have a status there, I get treated a little better. But people just, they don't like the old plane. A lot of people bitching now about those old
planes. Well, the planes are probably, they're getting rid of those, and hopefully they'll get more of those 737s in there. But I still like the wide bodies. I like the, you know, and actually, Qantas may be coming to Dallas, and they'll be our first 747 in Dallas for passengers in a long, long time.
We get
a lot
British Airways fly 747 into Dallas?
No. Who is it?
Except British Airways.
They fly the 777.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Huh. And so they keep that for primary New York and long hauls.
Yeah.
But this will probably be our first, you know, Qantas, I think, has only, you know, I think they have a ton of 747.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and they're now rebuilding the 747 one more time, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, but now you'll be able to just go through Dallas if you want to.
And
actually, going to Brisbane where all that flooding is, so that should be
great. That'd be nice. There'll be a lot of people doing that. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Check it out. You will save money.